Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 812 for April 21st, 2009. The Turbo 264 HD. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by GoToMeeting, the new and better way to meet clients and colleagues. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com, promo code GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, it's Dick DiBartolo, Mads Madestrider, and the GizWiz. This is my favorite day of the week. We call it Turn the Table Tuesday!
Dickie D, how are you today?
I am super fine.
Super
and you? Do you feel the heat? Do you feel, are you worried that you're not going to come up with something decent?
The heat? Yes, it's always a lot of pressure. You know, I don't know how you do this. Do you ever get a week where you just don't have a gadget and you just can't think of, you know, you're like short a gadget or something?
Yes. You know what? It was very funny because we've started accelerating the recordings to cover the weeks you'll be away in China. And I thought, I'm going to run out of gadgets. So I started looking around and saw there's a huge trade show next month in Las Vegas. The hardware, housewares, outdoor life, new products, electrical, plumbing, extravaganza. So I'm going out there and I'll probably find several months worth of stuff.
An armload of stuff. And actually, on that note, we should tell people that we are moving our tape day. Actually, is it too late?
We're doing in May, the first Monday instead of the first Tuesday in May.
So if you watch live when we do these shows, we record a week's worth of shows every Tuesday. And people do watch, quite a few, like several thousand people, hard to believe, watch us, this craziness, on live.twit.tv. We also have a ustream.tv and a stickam.com feed. So there's three ways you could watch, or you can listen live if you're in the car at twit.am. But we normally do this at 1:30 Pacific, or which is 4:30 Eastern, 18:30 UTC on Tuesday. But in May... One day in May, we're going to move it to a Monday. So May, instead of May 5th, instead of Cinco de Mayo, think Cuarto de Mayo.
Or Stinko de Mayo, the day we record.
And we'll do it at 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, 1900 UTC on May 4th. Not May 5th.
A Monday.
Just a little programming.
And then Tuesday, I'm on my Continental jet to glorious Las Vegas. They are hurting in Vegas.
Are they really?
You know what? A lot of conventions, I can tell because I booked, first of all, the Hilton is right next door to the convention center, and it's often impossible to get rooms there. They have rooms there for the hardware show for $99 a night.
What? Oh, this is bad.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I was reading through the thing, and it said, you know, we have this special concierge floor where you have wine and cheese and warm cookies, $169 a night. Now, normally that would probably be $400 to $500.
You know why that is? They got rid of the Star Trek experience. There's no Worf wandering
the
casino.
You know why? It was my fault because that one day when I did a story on it and I called it the Star Trek Experience, and that PR lady had a fit and came out and said, she was so upset. I said, what? She said, you called it the Star Trek Experience. I'd only talked about it for 4 minutes.
Well, what is it? Right.
And I said, I said, well, what is it? She said, it happens to be Star Trek The Experience. So I said, oh, so people are going to come to Las Vegas and they're going to see a big sign on the Hilton that says Star Trek The Experience. And they go, no, this can't be it. Dick wouldn't really lead us wrong. He said the Star Trek Experience. Must be another Hilton.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Arizona.
Arizona, yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway. So that lady's out of work, by the way.
Well, yes, because the Star Trek Experience has left the building.
As are a lot of people with pointy ears. You know, that was the one place somebody who had pointy ears could get work pretty reliably. And now I don't know where you'd go. So, anyway, I'm not surprised. Oh, anyway, should I do a gadget? I'm installing.
Be good. I mean, unless you want to keep talking and you don't really have a gadget, and then you want me to just say I'll be here, and then there'll be no show for you. But you're in the middle of a project.
I am. This is actually Mac Mania 9, which is the cruise coming up in July. I'm going on a cruise with a bunch of Mac maniacs to China, Japan, and Korea. And the way I do these, and I've done a few before, it's really fun. Annie Inako is going to be on it with us. Don McAllister from Screencasts Online, Derek Story, the photographer. The way that you do this is, you know, you do a few lectures on the boat. So I have a few, I have 60 iPhone applications in 60 minutes. I have 60 free Mac applications in 60 minutes. One of the things I'm going to give a lecture on is I'm going to give a lecture on Twitter, you know, how to use social networks.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And then one of the things, one of the four lectures I'm going to give, four lectures, wow, is, holy cow, I better start writing, is taking a Mac Mini and turning it into a home theater PC. Now, these, remember, you know, you could do this pretty easily with a Windows machine, but these are Mac people, so I want to show them how to do it with the Mac. And the Mac has a great software, has a front row software. But there are a lot of things, you know, so other programs you might want to put on there, other hardware you might want to add. It's really been a fun project for me. One of the things, this is kind of icing on the cake, if you will. It's not absolutely necessary, but it's something that you would be glad to have. And not just for a home theater PC. The most common, the most prevalent, the form that most movies and video will be stored on in the future, if you're watching this, you're already watching it in this format, is H.264. You've probably heard about H.264.
All the new camcorders have it.
The new camcorders have it. Yep. It is the format. In fact, Blu-ray is H.264. It's a flavor of the MPEG-4 compression standard that has some really nice advantages. For one thing, it can kind of, depending on how many bits you give it, it can work on a phone. It can work for high definition 1080p Blu-ray movie and anywhere in between. I mean, it really, you know, can scale beautifully. It gives you incredible quality, but there's a negative to it. It's processor intensive. It takes a lot of work to play back. In fact, people who watch our Flash stream, for instance, on live.twit.tv may notice their CPU is going to 100%. As the Flash decodes that H.264 stream. It's a lot of work decoding H.264, even more work encoding it, you know, creating a movie. And if you have one of these new camcorders, these H.264 camcorders, you may notice it takes a while to import the video. You know, I was very disappointed. I got one of the first ones, the Panasonic SD5, and I thought, this is great. We're going to record on a solid-state chip. I'll just put the chip in the card reader, copy the files off. I'll be ready to go. Boom. Have you tried that? No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I have not.
It's not. It takes longer than a tape. You know, a tape, if you shoot an hour of video, it takes an hour to import.
Yeah. Real
in
time.
In some cases, if it's H.264 in solid state, it could take 4 hours to import a 1 hour movie.
What?
Yes, because it's so processor intensive. So there is this is very slick. There's a way to speed this up without upgrading your computer. It's a little USB thumb drive. A couple of different companies make these. There's one called the Black Magic. I think these are all the same. I don't know for sure, but I bet one company makes them and a lot of companies sell them. You know, I got my TV interface that I'm going to use from this, from Elgato. It's the iTV. I've talked about that before. Yeah. This is from Elgato also. It's called the Turbo 264 HD. It looks like a USB thumb drive. You plug it into your USB port, and all of a sudden, movies from your camera import like twice as fast. You can convert video twice as fast. Comes with a little application that you drag and drop video in any format into, and it will convert it into H.264 very quickly, which is great because if you want to play it back on your iPod or your iPhone or your Apple TV or your PSP or, you know, a lot of other things, to be able to convert it to H.264 is a great feature. really speeds things up. This is the kind of thing, you know, for a home theater PC makes a lot of sense because, you know, you get movies in a variety of formats. You want to convert it to a standard format that your software can play back and looks good. You don't want to overdo. Oh, look who's here. Ozzy. Come here, Ozzy. Ozzy's excited about this one, too.
Oh, is she, he likes that?
My dog, yeah, he loves because he doesn't. Yeah, he's very impatient.
He's a very techie dog.
He's a very techie dog. Ozzy.
Ozzy, the tech dog. I'm amazed that he doesn't have his own podcast.
He says, what are you talking about? You want to talk? What are you talking about? So,
Can you eat it?
He would eat this. He would eat this USB key if he could get a hold of it. So, now, here, that's, I mean, I'm impressed with this thing. It really is a speed up. Can I tell you? It's a little pricey. It's $150.
Well, you know what? I thought you were going to go for $199, to tell you the truth.
Given what you get out of this, it's worth it.
That's got to be, to speed that process up by two times is pretty amazing.
Well, think about it. I mean, otherwise you have to get a new computer, right? And this, so the Mac Mini, which has a Core 2, I mean, it's a fairly fast processor, still benefits hugely from this. By the way, works with iMovie. It works with Final Cut Pro. It works with the iTV. Works with all the software you use. It has its own software that you can drag and drop movies. If you were a Mac person who used Visual Hub and you're sad that Visual Hub is gone, it's just like Visual Hub. You drag and drop, except it's so much faster because of the H.264. It's really, I have to say, this is really, really impressive. If you're doing a lot of video, whether it's importing video from your H.264 camera, editing video, or just converting video that you've downloaded into a format that you could play on your other devices, this is a great thing to have. Kind of amazing. I don't even understand. I mean, it seems like magic to me that you could plug in a USB key and it would speed up the encoding, but it really does.
So, Leo, is it only on their website, or you get it through Amazon? Or
oh, I got it on Amazon. I'm sure there's. You can get it on pretty much anywhere. Yeah. There's another one if you're a Windows person. This is really a Mac product. So, if you're a Windows person, same idea. It's called the Black Magic. I haven't tried it. Alex Lindsay's going to get one of those and see how that works. Just look for H.264 encoding, and the Black Magic is about the same price.
Is it Black Magic or the Black Magic? I don't want to buy the wrong thing.
It's Black the Magic.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know. Actually, that'd be a good name for it. Black the Magic.
The Magic.
The Magic. If you've got pointy ears, we've got something for you. I'm trying to see who makes this thing. Anyway, Blackmagic makes a bunch of. Actually, you know, this may be Mac only as well. I don't know if I don't know. I should find out if the iTV is Mac only because I bet you could use this on a Windows. You just need the software. Let me see. Technical information. Elgato makes a lot of stuff for Macs. That's why I just figured it might be.
Yeah, okay.
I will find that out for you. Before this show is over, I will have Dane go to work. And find this all out. I'm using it on a Mac. It's kind of amazing. They say in some cases, you're gonna speed things up three times.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't do any benchmarks. I'm guessing it was about twice. It was noticeably faster. It took me, for instance, 20 minutes to encode an hour video that was, I think, MPEG-2 into MPEG-4.
And it looks normal. They don't.
Oh
like
no! It works exactly the same. It's just faster. If you've copied a DVD to your hard drive and you run it through the H.264, convert it to Apple TV format, just like that.
Boom. Whoa!
Really fast. Anyway, there. I'm trying to find if it's Mac only. They're sure promoted as a Mac device, so I'm thinking it probably is. H.264, the USB key. It is from Elgato, Elgato.com, but you'll find it also on Amazon.com. It's called Turbo.264HD is the name of it. Now, let me mention something that's, I think, very cool that everyone should know about called GoToMeeting. And I know you know about it because you and Ludwig tried GoToMeeting.
I do.
Yeah. These are from my friends at Citrix. They do great software. They're kind of the kings of remote access. And they said, I think at one point they said, you know, wait a minute. They probably, I would guess, somebody was using their remote access software, go to my PC for meetings, saying, well, let me just give you control of my computer so I can show you this PowerPoint. And they said, this is not, We should make a product. So here's what happens. You put this, I take you 2 minutes. Go to gotomeeting.com/gizwiz right now. Take you 2 minutes to install GoToMeeting. And now, don't be, by the way, I think sometimes people go, oh, I'm a little nervous about this. Am I opening up my computer to spyware or viruses? And I think it's pretty common when there's a new technology out there. You know, people get worried about this. This is secure. This is safe. And it really is the new way to meet with clients and colleagues. The old way, you know, you'd be on the phone. Oh, let me describe a PowerPoint slide to you. On the left.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, that's no good.
This is a little something.
Or if you and Ludwig were talking and you'd be on the conference call, you'd probably use, you know, Skype to save money, but you'd be on the conference call and you say, okay, Ludwig, up in the left-hand corner, can you put what corner? The left, up, what, you there, on the right? No, the left. And it just wouldn't work. So that's the old way. The new way is you set up GoToMeeting on your computer, like take you 2 minutes. You say, Ludwig, you could, by the way, built-in free voice conferencing over VoIP or teleconferencing. You say, Ludwig, go to GoToMeeting.com. Here's the meeting ID. You give him a 9-digit number. Very easy. Just enter it in. All of a sudden, he's seeing your computer on his screen. That's the new way to meet. You start meetings fast. They're more engaging. They're more fun. They're great for sales presentations, product demos, training sessions to do as you did to collaborate together on a website or other documents. And now you can try it free for a month. Go to gotomeeting.com/gizwiz. GOTOmeeting.com. I'm sorry. We have a promo code. We're the only show on the network that has a promo code instead of a website. So don't go to gotomeeting.com/gizwiz. Use the promo code gizwiz at gotomeeting.com. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently there isn't a something slash gizwiz. Let me type this. Promo code equals gizwiz. How about that? So gotomeeting.com, use the promo code gizwiz, and you can do it free for 30 days. Try it. You'll see it's what Ludwig and Dick use. So you know, it's got to be good. Gotomeeting.com, use the promo code gizwiz. Use the promo code gizwiz. Thank you. Everybody now, be the king.
Here come the giz. I said the giz with letters now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just taken away by the talent of the great Dan Luters with his Gizwiz letters theme. He did a whole bunch of them for us. Alessandro Abate. You know, we've talked many times about the name of my book.
Yes.
And Alessandro has finally come up with one. Because someday I'm going to write my memoirs. And you will be in it. He says, hi, Dick and Leo. In today's Daily Gizwiz, you mentioned that Leo should write a book. I have a title for you. It's perfect. Just One More Podcast.
Oh, that's very good.
That's it. That's the name. Just One More Podcast. He says, I grant you the rights to the title for a mere 50% of the gross profits. I wouldn't want to be greedy. You know, Alessandro, 50% of nothing is still nothing. Take as much as you want.
I think someone sent me one that I'll Be Here should be on my tombstone.
That should be.
Wrote back and I said, shouldn't it be I Was Here?
I Was Here. Right. I Won't Be Here.
I was here, but I won't be
I
anymore.
I won't be there. I guess
I'm not going to have a tombstone. So there you go.
You're not? Oh, yeah, because you're going to be in that urn that decomposes in water.
I'm going to be in the urn and I'm going to be in the Hudson River.
Yeah. By the way, they're telling me that gotomeeting.com/gizwiz does work, so I don't know.
Oh.
They want me to tell you to use the promo code. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So Alessandro says, keeps us in stitches, Alessandro Abate. Thank you, Sandrino. He's great. He's always been a great correspondent. And he's the guy who wrote we mentioned it before, the J. Michael Straczynski signature that he puts on each and every one of his emails. I'm going to read it again because I like it. If we are to be who we are and what we are, if we are to accomplish great things, then we must learn the heart's most essential rule. Always get a sponsor. No, I'm sorry. That's my essential rule.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Never surrender
dreams. Put bacon on it?
Put bacon on it. That's a good one.
Very good. No, go ahead.
Life's most important motto, everything's better with bacon. You notice the internet
is... If Palmer comes aboard, you never can tell. You never can tell.
The internet has become bacon crazy. Have you noticed that?
No, but I love bacon.
Well, you're not alone. Let me do a Google search for bacon and tell you how many pages... Take a guess. How many web pages do you think will come up if I... search for bacon on Google.
11 and a half million.
79.2 million. Including the bacon brassiere, which is the first image that pops up. And I'm not sure that's I'm not sure that's so appropriate.
No. Don't go out in the sun with that.
No. Fry it right up. Thank you, Alessandro, for the letter.
Oh, you didn't finish what his real slogan was.
Never surrender your dreams. Never, what was it? Never surrender dreams.
Oh, never surrender dreams. Okay.
Yes. What it was, you know what my I actually, Helen Keller said something really great. Let me see if I can find the exact quote. I'm going to search for it because I don't want to say it. But it's a quote that I use all the time. The short version. I want to find the longer version. Everybody does the short version. The short version. Well, let me see if I can find the long. Here's from brainyquotes.com. It's a brainy quote. This is a Helen Keller quote. I think she wrote this in one of her books. No, I only have the short one too. Actually,
then what is the short?
Short one is life is a great adventure or nothing. But there's even more to it, which is really good, and I can't find it.
Well, you know, while you're doing that, I'll tell you something that occurred to me about when I really get involved in something. Like when I was a kid, I read Mad for about the first 3 months, and I loved it. But then I started to feel like I love it, but I want to be part of it.
Right.
And so I got involved with Mad.
Right.
Then.
That's really good, Dick. I like
Tech
that.
Tech TV came to the city on Time Warner, and I watched it. I go, oh, this is all about technology, and oh, screensavers, they talk about technology, but they're funny. And then I thought, wait a minute, I don't want to be watching this. I want to be doing this.
Yes.
And I went out to the Gourmet Show, and they said, come by the studio, and I met you. And then this happened.
Yep.
And Leo, now an additional thing happened. I'm always on this the podcast talking about my love for Turner Classic Movies. And I even on this podcast about 5 weeks ago, I told you I ran into Bob Dorian.
Yes, yes.
And Molly, I forgot her last name. Haskell.
Molly Haskell.
Molly Haskell.
Yeah.
Right. Had written a book about Gone with the Wind. And I had done a takeoff on it. And I gave it to Robert Osborne at the store and said, hey, if you ever need a guest programmer. And I figured, you know, he'll never remember. And when I got to Mad last week, I had a letter from Turner Classic Movies saying that early next year they're going to do a night of movie satires. And who better to be the co-host?
Dick, I am so proud of you. That is awesome.
He said, I'm Robert Osborne's producer. Would you be interested in co-hosting the Night of Movie Satires with Robert Osborne?
Oh, man.
You know, so. But basically, I was just tying this into what you're saying is that when you love something, somehow, if you love it enough, your workings of your mind somehow seem to get you involved in what you love doing. You know, I think the key to, I mean, you love doing what you're doing. I know
I do what I love. You're right.
You know, because when you first got, were you doing your own switching? I remember I was out there and I go, Leo, is that not driving you crazy that you're talking and switching and lighting? And you said, no, I don't have to worry that someone's on the wrong shot.
I would always do that. I don't know if you remember, but I'd do that on Call for Help or the Screensavers. I would get so impatient. I'd say, can you give me a shot of this, please?
Yes.
Are you getting this camera guy?
No, it's in my notes about being a star. It said, be snotty. I have the Leo report.
I would say about you, Dick, and I think this is really the bottom line of it, is you participate in life. So when you see something you really like, instead of just consuming it and seeing it and saying, okay, and sitting back, you get out there and you participate. And that's so important, don't you think?
Yeah. Yes, because, yeah, I like it. I think I might be able to contribute something to it, or, you know, be. I remember once a lady from Sony called me once and she said, you know, I saw you on Regis and Kathy Lee. I just called to say thank you because you're more excited about our products than our spokespeople are.
You're good at it.
And I said, well, I love gadgets. She said, well, you don't have to tell me. It just comes across.
No, I think enthusiasm is certainly a big part of it. Yeah. But a genuine enthusiasm, a lust for life. You've definitely got that. Maybe that's the subtitle.
Lust for life. I think there's another lawsuit coming for that, too. I'm not cutting off an ear. I don't care what you say.
I cut off an ear on my headphone. All right,
that's
Dick.
Good.
we're gonna wrap this thing up and be back tomorrow. If you like it so much, you'll show up, okay?
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.